Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. Transportation, affordable housing, public safety, all big issues facing communities around our region. Well, today we learned a little more about how the state's largest city plans to tackle some of those problems next year. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin announced her 2020 budget proposal at Franklin High School. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea was there earlier and is here now. And Simone, before we get into the details of the budget, why was the mayor giving this speech at a local high school?
Well, you know, she did this last year at Rainier Beach High School. And I think part of it is that one of her marquee issues was the Seattle Promise Scholarship. She's also focused a lot on career development for high schoolers, promoting the levy that passed that voters passed last year. And one of the new-ish proposals that kind of came out in this budget speech was more funding for childcare, nearly doubling assistance the city gives to parents looking for childcare in Seattle.
Okay, so childcare is one thing the city's looking at. What other new investments should we know about?
Well, and again, new is a relative term. We've heard, we've been talking about these a lot. So just an overview. The mayor's proposing about $6.5 billion in total spending next year. That's a little bit higher than what had been projected, but we're not looking at a bunch of new taxes. We're not going to pay a bunch more. The city got some extra cash from the big sale of some property and some maneuvering around taxes from the state legislature that's kind of letting the city do more with what is available. What that means is about $10 million in public safety improvements. So that's everything from police officer retention to pilot programs to deal with what are called high barrier individuals. So these are people who are dealing with addiction, who might be homeless, who might be cycling in and out of jail. We're also going to see bigger investments in affordable housing and transportation, particularly getting people out of vehicles and improving pedestrian and bike safety.
So, you know, this is about the city of Seattle, which obviously is the largest city in the state. But I imagine some people are listening to us right now thinking, well, that's Seattle's budget. I don't live in Seattle. But things don't always stop at the city borders. Do these proposals ripple out beyond city limits?
And I mean, I've said this before. Yeah. Things generally do ripple out of Seattle. But there is one specific thing that directly impacts communities across King County, and that's the new regional homelessness authority that was proposed by Mayor Durkin and King County Executive Dow Constantine a few weeks ago. The regional homelessness authority combines Seattle and King County's response to homelessness, particularly their emergency response. This budget includes funds to stand up that authority, but, you know, there's still a lot to work out between the city and county on this, and questions from both the county and city councils.
There's a process in Seattle, as it turns out. All right, Simone, thank you very much.
Thank you.
KNKX reporter Simone Alisea talking to us about Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin's proposed budget. City Council will approve a final budget later this fall. You're listening to All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX.